very much, Madam President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, Mr. High Commissioner, colleagues, good afternoon. As we gather here on the 75th plenary session of the EXCOM, we are faced with a critical and urgent need to address the unprecedented displacement crisis confronting the world today, particularly that of the people of Afghanistan who have been uprooted from their homeland. Since the Taliban returned to power in August 2021, the plight of Afghanistan refugees and asylum seekers has reached an alarming magnitude, making the largest exodus in Afghanistan's history, with almost 8 million Afghan nationals fleeing their country. This is one-fourth of the whole population. This figure eclipses even the mass departure witnessed during the Soviet invasion of the country, underlining the dire condition that we have forced many to seek safety and protection abroad. Madam President, Mr. High Commissioner, the plight of Afghanistan refugees and migrants is a harrowing testament to the complexities of their situation, encapsulated by the saying of being caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. In one hand, they face the oppressive regime of the Taliban, which unleashes severe restriction on their freedom and right. On the other, they grapple with the escalating dehumanization and hostility in transit, but also in the host countries where anti-migrant sentiment is alarmingly in rising. As we speak, Madam President, we just received the tragic news of allegedly more than 200 Afghan nationals being shot at the border between Pakistan, Iran, and Afghanistan, underscoring the urgency to address this crisis. As the information is trickling down, this could be one of the worst tragic border incidents of its kind, which demands thorough investigation and accountability. The displacement crisis in Afghanistan has caused significant economic challenges too. Many skilled workers and entrepreneurs have left the country, resulting in a worse brain drain and decrease in investment. This has led to an economic downturn, exacerbating poverty and hardship for those who remain in the country. Furthermore, the crisis has raised concern about the increase in extremism and terrorism. The status quo in Afghanistan has provided a safe haven for the terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, the Pakistani Tariq Taliban, IMU, ETIM, Ansarullah of Tajikistan, just to name the few, raising concern about the potentials of these groups to use Afghanistan as a base for reorganization and planning and launching the operation across borders. With these various groups operating in the country, the risk that they can use and exploit vulnerability of the population and stability for their purpose. Madam President, the human rights crisis and gender persecution in Afghanistan is having its impact on the international migration and asylum system. The current repressive rules and edicts that have rendered life unbearable to the population, most notably to the women and girls who face systematic gender-based violence, discrimination, and denial of their basic rights. In a landmark decision earlier this month, the European Court of Justice recognized the detrimental condition faced by Afghanistan women fleeing such persecution, ruling in favor of their asylum claims. This pivotal moment reinforces the acknowledgement of gender-specific persecution as a valid ground for asylum. It encapsulates the urgent need for international consensus on protection of those fleeing such violations. Despite the urgency of the situation, challenges remain daunting. We face with a cycle of involuntary returns, both from the region and from European countries, where the Afghan nationals are sent back to the hands of the Taliban. The precarious situation of Afghans is further exacerbated by unpredictability of humanitarian funding and increased protraction of displacement crisis. Madam President, it's essential for us to recognize the solidarity shown by many states that have generously hosted Afghanistan refugees during the tumultuous period, in the past 3 years particularly. Countries in the region like Iran and Pakistan, and the others from Europe to United States, Canada, Australia, and even Latin American countries have opened their borders, providing refuge for those fleeing instability and persecution. Their support exemplifies the spirit of humanity we aspire to nurture globally, and we must express our gratitude for their efforts to shelter those in need. However, it's crucial that we collectively advocate for sustainable responses, not only addressing immediate humanitarian needs, but also investing in the long-term inclusion of displaced Afghans within the host communities. Madam President, the importance of combining humanitarian, development, and peace-building approaches cannot be overstated. We must leverage commitment made during the second Global Refugee Forums in 2023 December, where over 2,000 pledges were announced to protect and assist forcibly displaced. Such commitments should prioritize and implement diligently to turn pledges into tangible progress for those in need. Finally, I urge all stakeholders to remain committed to the principle of solidarity and cooperation with UNHCR. The path toward achieving meaningful solution for displaced person cannot be undertaken alone. It requires unified interdisciplinary approach that prioritizes human rights